items, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, hi, it's Chad. Long time since I've been here on this show. The reason is because we're here with Jez Margera and Darren Miller and Matt Dice as CKY on tour, filling in for BAM, who's away today on Radio BAM.
So it's not really Radio BAM because he's not here. So it's Radio CKY today, right?
It's Radio CKY today, right?
Yeah, Bam Bam's on tour. We're on tour, though, too.
I was just thinking that.
We are on tour. We'll be playing Baltimore.
And the Norva in Norfolk, Virginia.
And
tomorrow night, right?
New York.
We can only play one show at a time.
Oh, that's true.
So we'll be playing Baltimore.
And then?
Tonight, which is the 10th. Tomorrow.
It's a goddamn commercial.
But you know what's interesting?
It is a commercial. That's what the radio is.
Def Leppard has played three continents in one day before, I think. Well, don't they hold the record for that? Like they went to Europe and then
it's probably Metallica, not Def
they
Leppard.
Flew to the U.S. and
Def Leppard plays bowling alleys. They hold the record for that.
I don't know anything about it.
Why bowling?
It stinks
they
like
can't fill an arena.
It stinks like ass. Did you really?
No, I didn't fart. Not on this take.
Did you, Dice?
No, the worst was the bus today. Our tour bus
he
was stinking
his pants.
Like a he sharted.
Well. You're talking about Def Leppard. It sounds like you're trying to lead into a Def Leppard song.
Yeah,
is that true?
Not a bad idea.
Another Hit and Run by Def Leppard.
Somebody look that up on Google. See if they hold the record for three shows in one day.
Three shows in one day. Jess says Def Leppard holds the record. Is that true?
Call see how many strikes Rick Allen answer. Can bowl. Google that.
He's the one with one arm. Darren's hilarious. On Radio BAM, Sirius 28 Faction. We'll be right back.
action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Hi, we're back. Filling in for Bam Bam at CKY in the hotel room on tour. Playing Baltimore tonight at the Rector Theater. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Norva. No.
Yes.
Then we're going to Boston.
Massachusetts.
No, New York.
New York.
New York.
New York.
And Bam is out on the Element Tour somewhere, so try and catch him.
But not when you're trying to catch us.
Yeah, but no, wait.
Wait, they're not in the
Bam's
same spot.
Coming tonight. Because he's skating in Frederick, Maryland tonight, and then we're playing Baltimore.
I haven't seen him yet.
You know what? Shut up. It's just so confusing.
I haven't seen him yet, but honestly, dude, we're here to say, how's the tour been?
Yeah, oh, I think it's been awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
A lot of fun.
Have Salt a good time.
Was fun.
Good shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very surprising.
Lots of fun on this tour.
People can still go out in America and have a good time in 2009.
Even on Mondays.
You know, it's good to see because we didn't know what to expect because we've been gone for so long, pretty much, huh?
Yeah, huh?
We haven't toured in a while, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Dice, have we toured in a while, huh?
I don't know, Ma, huh?
Come on, Ma, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently there was a tour before Viva La Bands. What was that?
But no,
that
apparently was, it took us
you're
4 years.
You're saying that we haven't been in Maryland?
It took us 4 years to do a new album, so we haven't really been around.
No, there was a tour before.
It took us 4 years because we were doing tours.
We were with Avenged Seven guys.
We were not. We were on the Viva La Bands tour in 2007. Then we stopped playing for a year and a half. Started a record, finished a record, came back, and now it's 2009, Dice. Figure out.
Yeah, it is.
Consider physics.
And we haven't done a headlining tour like this in the U.S. in 4 years. So there you go.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it is.
It isn't. Matt
we
Dice,
did the Zoomies tour. Matt, does that count?
2006, we did a whole tour. We did a
Zoomies.
Summer tour.
Zoomies.
But which was still headlining. We played last.
Yeah, it's not really a tour. Though.
Well, regardless, right, we're out boring. Playing new songs from Carver City. Sometimes we're not playing new songs. It seems like when we play new songs from the new album, most people don't know them because they don't know we have a new album.
We're here to tell you that we do. Why don't we play a new song?
Go ahead.
Which song?
All what right. do you want to say?
My pick is And She Never Returned.
Oh, well, that's not my pick.
Come on.
We should take a vote on it.
Well, Justice Amar Jarrett, it's his brother's show,
yeah.
So he wins.
I sound the most like Bam, so I guess I should play that, huh?
How come his mic is smaller than?
Oh, shit.
Jess doesn't have the big mic.
You know what's funny? When I call my when I call my dad, he doesn't know. He doesn't know the difference.
I could tell the difference.
He can't.
Between what?
Jess and Bam's
when I
voice.
Call, when I call my dad, he says, which one am I talking to?
You can't tell I can tell the difference. Totally.
I can tell. Ben's more like this, and you're more like this. You sound the same.
You have a lower voice, I think.
In a way.
Yeah, it's because I have three balls. Mm. No, I don't. Phil had three balls, though.
Did he?
Yeah, and then he got removed.
Does he know that you're telling people that?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that. Did Ape meet him when he had three balls?
Oh, he got the third one taken away when he was like a kid.
Oh, I thought maybe she wanted him because he had that extra one. And when he got it taken out, she was disappointed.
Well, that'll do it. Three balls. Yeah. Phil Margera, congratulations for the removal. Long time and success ever since.
Ball came out wishes. And it never returned.
This is and she never returned. Right. Listen to Jess sing. He's a singer and a half.
Cheers.
Cheers. Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction, CKY.
Yeah.
We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Here we are again. This is CKY hosting Radio Bam, filling in because Bam Bam's where, Jess?
He's out on the Element Tour. Skateboarding.
Skateboarding?
Yep.
That's
he
awesome.
Still does that.
That's it. When's the last time Bam skated on a tour?
I don't know. He's so busy directing videos and stuff. So
he did our video, A1 Roller Rager. He did 69 Eyes video recently.
Yep.
He's a busy guy still. That's good stuff. What else is going on? Anything else?
You know anything? We're playing the Norva tomorrow, so go to that if you live in Virginia.
When are we playing Philly?
The 15th.
That shows at the TLA, the Theater of Living Arts.
Best venue in Philly.
Yeah? I thought your brother had a venue.
That's in Westchester, Chad.
Oh.
Should we say something about
what?
What might happen?
On Halloween?
On Halloween?
Shh.
Nah, we shouldn't say anything because it's not 100% booked, but it could be.
All right, yeah. We won't say anything about it then.
Touche.
Depending on, you know. So, but we're going to let you know a lot of things. Dice has got secrets he wants to expose. So that's coming up after this song that Jess is going to pick.
Okay, we're out on tour right now with a band called Graveyard from Sweden. I say we play something from them.
Tin Line.
Will you tell a Graveyard story when we come back?
Yes,
can we play some Tin Line?
But Graveyard Classic. In the meantime, this is Thin Line by the band Graveyard on Sirius 28 Faction.
Six, five, nine. look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
With CKY, we're back. Spam Bam's away, and we're here. Hey, hey.
That was Graveyard, the band opening up for us on this tour.
Who are awesome guys in hell on earth, by the way.
And very nice people.
They're doing a really good job, too, because it seems like the fans are, like, really taking to them. Like, most CKY opening bands don't get that kind of reaction. After you sit through a Graveyard set, you see the fans, like, start to, like,
there's
really
a lot of dynamics
realize they like
the
it.
Band.
Yeah.
The band gets heavy and
just a good rock and roll band.
Really.
Yeah. And it's cool they came all the way from Sweden to be here.
They're winning. The audience is over, man. By the end of their set, everybody's fucking cheering for them.
Those Swedes are crazy, though, man. Every night there's something going on.
Here's a tour secret. If you ever come out to a show and you see that bump on the bass player's nose, here's the story behind that one, Jess.
Oh, man, where to even begin that night? We're in Tampa, Florida.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And we went to some crazy party at this guy Mike Busey's house.
Darren, you were asleep on the bus, as per usual.
The bass player of Graveyard just passed out in the bushes, and there was alligators, like, just right next to him in this swamp. And we had to, like, go pick him up out of the bushes so he wouldn't get eaten.
Mike Busey's Gary's nephew. Gary Busey's nephew.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, looks very related to him.
He looks very related to him.
Very Busey-esque.
Yeah. He was not introduced to me as such.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
And he's a cool guy. He had some fun stuff. His house is fucking out of control. It looks like a haunted house.
Yeah.
And inside it looks kind of like a haunted house, too.
Yeah, we were shooting AK-47s into the swamp at alligators.
That's true. And 12-gauge shotguns.
Peter can write us hate mail later.
Yeah. And then he's like, do you want to throw a grenade?
Yeah, we were very drunk. Darren was not. He was on the bus. But we were very drunk shooting shotguns.
But we weren't as drunk as the bass player at Graveyard, who was sleeping in the bushes while all this gunfire was happening right next to him. I mean,
and then the next day, it took an act of God to wake the guy up.
Yeah. Rick, who is the bass player for Graveyard, he's probably my favorite person on this tour.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I've never met a dude who can sleep through AK-47 gunfire.
The best part about him is the more he drinks, the worse his English gets. Yeah. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
I wonder if he lost that tooth from drinking.
Well, he said he wants to get a gold tooth as soon as his band.
I'll pay for it.
Nah, that tooth might have been missing. He tried to shove a beer just to get
a
drink as quick as possible.
Related.
Or it could have been band related because, like I was saying, we were about to tell the story of how leaving Busey's house, we were trying to get home the next day, and everybody was beyond hungover and probably had about 3 or 4 minutes of sleep.
And Ricard had hair of the dog going on big time because he was like chugging vodka in the morning.
In the morning, because Busey gets all these cases of Duke's vodka.
Yeah.
And it's like all this like sweet flavored vodka, and it's like everybody had their own bottle or three. And Rick had his own stash himself, I suppose. And then we get into one of Busey's friends' cars to get a ride, hopefully back to the gig that we were supposed to be playing. Where was the next show? It was like Orlando to Tampa, or Tampa to St. Peter. Yeah, Orlando to Tampa. Wow. And then we're trying to get to Tampa. Busey's boy drops us off halfway there for some reason. We tried to get a rental car. They wouldn't rent us a car. And then we ended up walking down the street aimlessly trying to find another option, I think. I'm not sure.
Ricard finally picks us up.
Yeah. Ricard just says to me on that walk, which it was like 105 out, so it was a hellish walk.
Yeah.
He just turns to me and Hannah and he goes, any of you guys ever have a brain hemorrhage?
Hemorrhage?
Yeah. A brain hemorrhage.
It was more like a brain omerage.
Yeah. And we're like, no. And he's like, oh, I have in Barcelona once. I got hit by a car. It's like, oh.
No, his head ran over by a car.
And yet he still gets up on stage and plays like 50 notes a second.
I know. Yeah.
So then we found somebody to give us a ride in a pickup truck. We hopped in the back of the pickup truck, this dude's pickup truck. He drove us like for an hour too long.
Yeah.
To another location where we had to tell Graveyard, who was still trying to find us at the rent-a-car place, which was now an hour away from where we ended up, back to we ended up back in Orlando again. So we were at the mall for like 5 or 6 hours waiting and drinking more.
Yeah, the security guards were chasing us because when the Graveyard dudes bought...
Wait a minute. For somebody that wasn't there, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How did you go to the mall at night?
It was the day.
No, it was the next
you
day.
You guys didn't... All right, you went
we were
to
trying
house.
To get to the show. Yeah. We were late as
and
hell.
And you didn't sleep?
No.
We slept like maybe 3 hours at the most. But
when?
From like 4 a.m. till 7. And then we got that truck to the mall. We stopped at this gas station. The Graveyard dudes bought like a 12-pack. So... Oh. They're just drinking this 12-pack in a crowded mall, which you can't do.
Yeah.
And these security guards were chasing us, and like out, like we're running and chugging beers while running.
So then the Graveyard's calling. We're trying to find, and they're speaking Swedish. We're trying to get out of there into the gig, and because we're all had a gig that night, and the Graveyard guys are still trying to find us. In America, and they have no idea what's going on here. They're from Sweden.
Yeah,
so,
they don't even understand the road names or anything, probably.
So then we're like, pick us up at the mall. The Florida Mall, it's called. So they go looking for us at the mall, but we had to get out of the mall because Ricard from Graveyard was just causing too much trouble. So we ended up at the convention center.
He started feeling girls' asses by this point.
Right. So he's outside the Florida Convention Center, just... wasted, and any woman that would walk by, he would kind of form the shape of their ass with two of his hands, yeah. And then
even this Aunt Jemima looking lady,
then just like kind of then just feel their asses up, and these women were not expecting it, and they're just like, I don't know how he got away with it, like, you know, I'd
what
figure
would
you'd
do
be
in that situation.
I would think you'd be arrested, or the cops would come say you can't go fucking touching
what
random
song
bitches.
What does it make you think of?
Years past.
It makes me think of a song. It didn't make me think of any song. I wasn't even finished the story.
Wait, yeah, the story's not done.
It felt like it was time
we're
to
still
play
trying
a song.
To explain the secret with the bump on his nose.
Yeah. So Graveyard finally shows up.
Yeah.
Okay. We get in the van just in time because. Security was catching on, and things were getting really starting to be a big problem.
Yeah.
We're about to have to totally relocate.
Yeah,
it was worse than it was convention center
it was
security.
Like hotel security. Yeah. They all teamed up on us. It was bad.
So we jumped into the Swedish van, and you could tell Graveyard was not happy to see Rick.
They were fed up because they've been driving around trying to find us for
or
hours.
Us. They weren't happy to see us either. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were a total pain in the ass.
Rick was just the icing on the cake because he was like. Singing Swedish nursery rhymes or something like just
they weren't drunk.
He was a bobblehead man. He was just swinging away.
He was playing air guitar in like a confined space. And
yeah.
Now what were they so worried about?
And moves.
They had to get to the gig and they were driving around for 2 hours trying to find us. When we kept changing locations every time, they'd have to try to use their navigation.
They were just totally fed up, 100%. So, Ricard starts singing these songs like. And getting in their faces and
while
just,
they're on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the phone. And Axel, the drummer, just winds up and just pops him right in the head so hard.
All you hear is this, like, hollow thud.
Yeah.
And then Rick doubles over and goes, And then it was silent.
It was so uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden, there's all this Swedish banter going back and forth, and then they just start hugging.
Well, yeah. Axel turned to Ricard and in Swedish said, I didn't want to hit you, but you made me do this. You made me do this to you. And then Ricard kept wanting to punch him back until he finally gave him a
hug. He's like, let me break your pinky finger.
No, Axel already had broken Ricard's thumb
before
he broke his nose.
Boxing at Busey's house. so.
So right in the van, he just wails him right in the face.
It was just
I was not aware of this. It was a mess. At all whatsoever.
Well, Darren, we'll get to you in a second. So this anyway, and then we drove back to hurry and rush to see Darren at the venue, and Darren said to us, "Darren, go ahead."
I don't remember what.
So you wanted to talk.
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember you guys going there. I don't remember.
Does it remind you of a song?
Does it remind you of anything?
Does it remind you of a song to play?
Like a Kiss song.
I say we play another graveyard song in honor of that story.
Yeah, Cole yeah. Do it. Another graveyard song.
All right.
Graveyard's on the road with us. They're playing tonight, Townsend, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, at the Rector Theater. Tomorrow night at the Norva in Virginia. The next night will be in New York City at the Blender Theater. And the next night after that,
Boston.
Dice's Town.
Finally ending the CKY second leg of this tour in Philadelphia on August 15th at the TLA on South Street.
So here's another.
We should play Ewell Vase.
Nah, let's play As Years Pass By, The Hours Bend by Graveyard on Sirius 28 Faction.
Children of today. It's radio.
Radio.
Bam. Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Radio CKY Radio. Taking over Radio Bam, because Bam's out on tour. He's on the Element tour, Dice. You know Element?
Element. They make certain things.
A mighty fine skateboarding team.
Mighty fine.
Yep.
Mighty fine day.
Yes, and I believe they're at the Frederick, Maryland skate park today.
Which is not that far from Towson.
Yep.
Which is almost Baltimore.
Yep, so looks like we're going to have a rager tonight in Maryland.
So if you're listening to this from the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, what are you doing? You better be driving to the show.
You're not doing anything is what you're doing.
You're not doing a thing.
You're coming to our show, goddammit.
You're going yes. to come and see us.
That was Graveyard we just played, who's opening for us on this tour.
God, they're good.
This is a fun tour, I gotta say.
Mina lila puskarka.
What does that mean?
They're my little kiss pickles.
Jesus.
Sukumikarka. So, here's another good story from tour. We've been having a lot of fun and seeing all our fans again, and it's been really good.
That's actually the most important part about being on tour, is not like the drunken, you know, stumbling, partying, stuff like that. It's actually going out and seeing everybody that's been following us for 10 years or more, and actually meeting new fans and meeting new people that are getting into us
now. That's what's funny. I think our fan base kind of stays the same age, which is weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of older kids, but they still look the same age as they did when they'd see us 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm rounding the corner on 5 years with you guys. I don't notice any difference in the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome.
CKY's for kids.
CKY's for kids.
I mean, our older fans are telling them.
Fans came and they all say, like, dude, I seen you 6 years ago. I grew up listening to CKY since sixth grade, man. It makes us feel old as shit.
Yeah.
One girl actually almost passed out when she saw Brian was there.
The girl in St. Louis?
I have never seen anything like that in my life. She was going to die. It's pretty cool, actually. I mean,
it was cool that she was going to die.
I can't believe you're in front of me right now.
You know how to knock her down a peg or two and make it, you know, just be like, oh, yeah, it's so good to see you, too. I got to go take a dump.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
I was going to say, just blow a fart. And yeah. That'll make you look more
that'll
human.
Make you
just
pretty
cup,
human.
Cup your fart, put it in her nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible. Oh
my it God. Is interesting.
I've been waiting so long to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been, I'm sure it's been a long time since any of us have ever felt starstruck by anyone, and that's
I'm starstruck by
pretty,
them, dude.
Pretty sad on a certain scale, I'd imagine, to not, you know, see celebrities as being something that you can't access at all. And we've lost that as a band, but I mean, it's still cool to see that people see us that way.
Yeah.
Do you know that I was talking a lot louder into that mic before?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I talk this? You want me to get closer?
You know, it's not about talking like this just because you're in a rock and roll band, you know. You just,
well,
sometimes you,
know, you
don't
like
have
this.
To do that.
Well, we did this record.
I could talk like this like you do on the phone.
Yeah, well, you know, just got back from London.
Chardy and panties on.
You're my Chardy.
What else? What else?
Let's play another song.
I feel like we're missing a lot of
it seems
things.
Like
Darren,
you guys don't have all your stories together yet because
so let's play a song.
Tour is not over. We're still on the road. There's a lot of things happening.
Darren, of course, I'm sure wants to play some metal. What do you want
to
hear?
I'd like to play the Deviance March.
No, you can't. It has to be something that Jess has in his iPod.
Do I have that?
I have the CD. You said I could play a CD.
All right, something that you got on CD.
The Deviance. No, the that gets enough airplay.
The Deviance March by Malevolent Creation.
Oh, yeah. Radio Bam 28 Faction.
Fill this world with terror. Fill this world with terror.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam Faction. Woo!
And we're back. This is Radio CKY taking over for Radio Bam.
And you know what's funny about that song that just got played that probably no one liked?
Huh.
Was that it was written about September 11th before September 11th.
What?
Wow, Hoffman's like a Nostradamus.
Yo, Darren, why don't you tell the story about what happened with Phil from Malevolent Creation?
Oh, apparently Phil got accosted. Well, he went...
Phil who?
Phil Fasciana from Malevolent Creation walked into a convenience store at 3 in the afternoon to get some chocolate milk.
In what state?
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he didn't know that he was walking in on a robbery. And, well, he got shot at four times, apparently, and the guy missed him all four times.
That's
he
luck.
He played dead and ran to the back of the store and then snuck up on the guy later on and shot him in the face twice. Now, whether or not that story is 100% true,
you know what?
Brett told me that most of it's true.
I've met Phil, and I
he wouldn't
it.
Lie about it.
He's that kind of guy.
So he's a hero, because the guy, you know, saved the guy's life. The guy was going to get another gun out of his shoe.
He was probably going to shoot.
He had another gun in his sneaker. He was going to shoot the guy at the counter.
I mean, so. If he shot at Phil four times, he was probably going to shoot the clerk.
He did.
Know?
Well, he didn't have the gun anymore. Phil knocked it out of his hand.
That's
he
what I'm
reached
saying.
In his sneaker to get another gun.
Yeah, so Phil
so
saved
shot
some,
him.
That
yeah.
was a good one, dude.
There you go.
Had a lot of rip.
I had all the farts, and then Chad ends up with the best fart.
That wasn't me.
But that was a
Dice
pretty
sneezed.
Sick story.
So that. Just blew out some kid's car speaker.
Yeah, that's what she said. No, she didn't.
Awful.
I know.
Well, come on.
What was the speaker's name?
What was that?
Emmett Gulrich.
In other news.
Yo, what about our Milwaukee show, Chad? Did you have fun at that?
The Milwaukee show with Bullet Wound?
Yeah, with Bullet Wound.
We had Bullet Wound come out. Bullet Wound was the girl we met.
Wrestler.
Bullet Wound was a girl we met at some bar.
St. Louis.
She was a girl from some bar, and she was dancing around with her friend. And I don't know, they randomly ended up having a good time in Milwaukee on stage in cheerleader outfits. But this girl got shot in the ass outside a parking lot of a strip club.
And you see what happens to, you know, people out there, what happens to these rock bands. This is what happens. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go on.
What?
She comes we go out. On tour. Bands are fucked up. Go ahead. Keep going.
I don't know. It doesn't sound so fucked up to me. It was a great time.
It sounds fucked
up. We were hanging with a girl who got shot in the ass.
She's a pretty girl with
show.
A bullet wound in her ass.
It was healing up. It was healing up. I mean, it's listen, I got to tell you, that was the tightest hole.
She survived the blast.
Oh, but seriously.
Oh, man. How many stories do we have about that guy?
What? What happened with the girl?
Well, no. Well, the story's over.
I made a joke.
What's that
story? Are you kidding?
Tom?
The story was.
Good old Tom.
We'll talk about the bus driver in a second. Bullet Wound was out there.
And
dancing.
You it's the tightest hole.
That wasn't the fucking story. I didn't find out shit. What'd you find out?
No, it was back. Cool. It was cool having like waitresses on stage, you know? Like they were bringing us drinks.
Hey, it added to the show. Anything else that you could spice it up with, you know, you make a chicken
those
salad, throw some
know
sugar
who the
in
fuck
it.
CKY
you don't know.
Was, dude.
They don't care. That, yeah, that's
they had no idea who the hell CKY was. We just wanted
they
to
made
show
a note
the
of
bullet
that.
Room, though.
They wanted us to know how much they didn't know or care.
I remember Monday night in Milwaukee, it was definitely...
So they were in their cheerleader waitress outfits, and they were bringing us drinks and toweling us off and
pouring
stuff.
Pouring Jack all over my face and in my eyes because they were missing my mouth.
Yeah. They didn't know when to stop, man.
It was a fun, awkwardly sexy, disgusting rock and roll night.
Half the fans were probably so into it, and half just were like, what the hell is going on up there?
Of course, I missed everything, being up at the mic 99% of the show.
I think we lost pretty much 75% of the girl audience that night. The 14-year-old girls were like, oh, my God. Let me out of here. Yeah, by the end.
And our older fans who bring kids to the show for some reason.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Well, we have also on the bus, we have our driver's niece,
traveling around with us, which she's like 16.
Who, in the beginning,
she seemed like
it might have been a problem.
Tom, our driver, is a great dude, and it's his bus, so he can pretty much do what he wants.
We've known Tom for a while, and his son's driven us on the Guns N' Roses tour.
Now, there's a guy with stories.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We gotta get him on here.
Well, we're going to Canada. We're about to cross the border, and you know, Tom, our bus driver, is like, oh, I hope I don't have any trouble at the border here. And I'm like, what's that? What does that mean? He's like, just something, you know, a couple years ago, no big deal.
You're not swearing enough.
Yeah, he drops the fuck every sentence. It's not even a word anymore. It's like a comma.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking this and fucking that and fucking this.
So I was like, what happened a couple years ago, Tom? He's like, well, I used to own an apartment complex, and this guy was kind of an asshole.
Fucking
didn't pay me for fucking 4 months or something like that. So, you know, he had a nice little fucking fireplace in his apartment, and what I did was I drilled a fucking hole into one of the firewood pieces and put a quarter stick of dynamite in there.
Covered that fucker right up with some mud. Yeah. And then when winter came around, shit got cold.
I was like, Jesus, Tom.
That fucker would go off in his fireplace.
But you know what? He paid me right after that.
Yeah, him and his wife survived the fucking blast.
Yeah, as soon as I'm like, geez, Tom, that's pretty crazy. He's like, oh, no, it's fine. Him and his wife survived the blast. But there was bricks and shit everywhere. And
I thought you were going to talk about how he was wanted for kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon.
What else? I mean, I think he punched a mountain once and punched a tunnel through it.
He created alligators because he stepped on a velociraptor.
Like, we just started inventing our own Tom stories. Like, back in the 70s, I stopped time itself.
Not sure what stories our driver's telling us are true, but they all sound true.
Yeah. They all sound funny, so
me and my fucking brother went to China, saw that fucking wall there, didn't think it was that hot shit. We added about 18 more miles to it, now these fuckers calling it the Great Wall. All it was a Tommy Day award.
You know, I invented beer.
Stories of Jesus are greatly exaggerated.
So what song does that make you think of?
Huey Lewis in the News.
But that's not what we're going to play.
Going to go back in time. Because he's got a flux capacitor behind his bus seat.
Matt, pick a song.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be something you have on the bus.
Yep.
All right, in honor of our best friend Tom, we're going to play Sparks' Big Boy.
You're a little suck-ass, you know that? You are a kiss-ass to the
max. Hey, why does he have to hate the music I like?
He's a kiss-ass to the max.
It's a good song.
I will not allow Matt Dice to forgive.
It's something Ryan Bruni
covered it.
I will not allow Matt Dice to forgive his only
request.
Hey,
you know what? Jess played drums on the cover of it, so he kissed ass even
touché.
More.
Touche.
Can you please request a song that you like, Dice?
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys have in your CD players.
What do you have?
I didn't bring any CDs with me.
No, your iPod, idiot.
I don't have an iPod with me.
Then play Big Boy by Sparks.
Your wife's Zune
doesn't turn on. Because it's a Microsoft.
Take that, Bill Gates.
Why don't you play the Foreign Objects version of Big Boy?
Foreign Objects, Big Boy for Tommy Tom.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Radio Bam.
Comes around, throws his weight around, throws up.
Chad, that's Jess, that's Darren, and Matt.
Hi.
We're yes. CKY. We're here filling in for Radio Bam for Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
Where is he?
We should play a song that he likes, huh?
If you have one.
I probably do somewhere.
What would it be? Would it be a hymn song? Would it be a Trouble Andrew or something?
What's Trouble He's Andrew? So playing that.
What else is it? He plays a lot of shit Novak likes. Novak should be there tonight.
Oh, yeah, Novak's coming to Maryland. That's his home state.
Yeah, he'll be here any minute.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
No, I love Novak. He's awesome. I'm glad that he's still alive, actually. So, I mean, for Novak, we could play something. Is there any songs you have, Jess, that are from like a...
What's his band that he likes? He
likes anything that has anything to do with heroin. I mean, so there's a lot of bands you listen to that have something to do with it. That's
well,
all they have.
I have the song Heroin by Velvet Underground. You would probably like that.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Is it worth playing?
We should end the show with that because it's pretty long.
Well, we'll just end the show in a bit. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think we covered a lot of tour stuff, huh?
Come out to the show tonight. Where is it?
We're talking about... Let's just give some CKY tour dates. Let's just do that right now.
Towson, Maryland.
Right CKY.
Outside Baltimore. The Wrecker Theater.
At the Wrecker. I thought it was Rector.
Rectum thing.
Richter.
Is it a Wrecker?
Richter scale.
So we're at the Wrecker Theater tonight. Novak will be there. August 11th. That's tomorrow night.
That's Norfolk, Virginia, the Norva, which is probably the coolest venue in the country, I would think.
Then CKY makes its return to New York City at the Blender Theater. Following that day is Boston.
Boston.
Where are we playing in Boston?
The Paradise, which we never played before. Is that place any good, Dice?
Dice, aren't you from there?
Dude, what's up with that
accent?
Let's
just get there.
Man? Come on. Like, me and my buddy Fitzy watch that Brazilian fat porn. Explain that.
I love Massachusetts. And we're going to be playing there August 14th at the Paradise.
Yeah,
which is
we said that, right? Didn't we say that?
No, go through the tour dates.
We just did.
So wait, what's after Boston?
We are on tour.
Philly.
CKY's on tour. If they want to know the real tour dates, myspace.com/CKY.
CKYalliance.com.
Exactly.
After Boston, we end it in Philly. We've been out all summer.
Can't wait to play Philly again.
This is what summer's all about.
Philly's going to be a big party. If you don't have tickets, make sure you get tickets to the TLA show.
Tickets going fast for the rest of the tour.
Best venue in Philly by far, the TLA.
So it's been really cool doing a radio show from our hotel here. We don't normally get hotels. We normally sleep on the bus. So actually, it'd be better to not get hotels. I don't really much like
it.
Hotels. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, I've been bored all day.
Boring as fuck, and it's too nice.
It's too nice. Get used to like a real uncomfortable smell and situation on the bus.
Yeah,
you just can't deny. So, in the fact that we're playing tonight at the Wrecker here in Baltimore, we're gonna play something for Brandon Novak.
It's called Heroin.
He's still alive.
Of course.
That sounded like he wasn't.
All right, for Novak, let's play a song about heroin. This is Heroin by the band Velvet Underground. It's been fun.
And we'll see you out on tour. We'll see you back soon. We're coming to Europe again soon, too.
Take care. Safe trips.
Yes, take trips during... It's not the 60s, man.
Safe travels. Take care. Peace. Safe trip.
Turn on. Drop out.
Peace, love, and forgiveness.
Good night, Dice. Good
night, Ginsburg.
Nighty-night.
Good night, Darren.
Heroin Velvet Underground, Faction 28.
Thank you. It's my wife and it's my life. Because a maniac to my vein leads to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.